Fred Film Radio, Locarno Film Festival, Switzerland.
You're listening to Fred Film Radio, where the 70th Locarno Film Festival, and today we're meeting with Pascal Grégory and Paul Lamy to talk about Nine Fingers, FJ Osang's movie presented in competition. Hello, Paul.
Hello.
Hello, Pascal.
Hello.
So earlier, I had an interview with the author, poet, and musician. We sort of put everything in the same boat. Now I think I want to break it down with you in fragments, because this is a movie with many characters. So can you tell us a little bit about your characters, Paul?
My character is an emblematic Osang hero, who is an anti-hero, lost in the middle of a rumble, searching for meanings and love, and always on the cliff, but never ready to die. Why? Something
like
that.
I like that you said that. I'm going to go back to this. How about you, Pascal? How would you describe your character?
I think he's an older character than in the film, in the movie, I think. But I don't think, I'm sure. And he's a pessimistic character and an intellectual, and he had no future for him. And he's to defending himself. Comment on dit voler?
Hein?
Oui, voler. Non, il a volé. Pas volé. Not fly.
He flew.
Yeah, he flew polonium.
Okay. Oh, he stole polonium.
He stole polonium. Et avec ça, je fais un mix-up, hein, français, anglais,
that's,
tout ça.
That's okay.
Et avec ça, il pense avoir une sorte de pouvoir, mais en même temps, comme il vient d'un monde passéiste, il vient d'un monde surréaliste, il vient d'un monde, on peut dire même presque socialiste, communiste, et comme tout s'écroule, c'est quelqu'un qui a un espoir dans la poésie et dans la littérature.
Yeah, it's because he comes from a world that's falling over, that's in ruins, in shambles. He has a hope in literature. He places his hope in literature and things like this. Yes. You said that one line that I love in the movie is when the girl, your lover, says, "I'd really rather lose you than jump." And you said, yeah, that would really, really be silly. What is your favorite line in the movie?
I haven't seen the movie yet.
Uh-huh. You'll see, it's great.
There is one line I remember that is emblematic as well, is you took a ticket for... C'est quoi l'enfer déjà?
Hell.
You took a ticket for hell one way. Look, death. In the eye.
Great. And maybe your line, your favorite line from your character, Pascal?
Hurry up.
This is a fantastic way to end this interview. I strongly recommend that you should see Nine Fingers, because it's a movie so full of things that it's impossible to talk about it really in 3 minutes. Thank you so much, Paul Lamy and Pascal Grégory.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to Fred Film Radio. This is Benedict Ropo talking about Nine Fingers, and we are as always, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.